Okay, let us review Brachos Dav Gimel. So the Gemara in Brachos on the top of Dav Gimel Meralev discusses why it is that when Rabbi Elazar described the latest time to say Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, he said the end of the first Mishmar. Why not just tell me how many hours it is, depending on what you hold in the Machlokas and Gimel and Beis, whether you hold like Rebbe that there are four Mishmaros in the night, or Rabbi Nassan that there are three Mishmaros in the night, it would be either 4 hours or 3 hours. Why speak Belashon Mishmaros? So the Gemara says because it's easier to track Mishmaros based on events that occur during the night that would mark off when the Mishmar is. The donkey braying, the dog barking, people making noise, either by husband and wife talking to each other, or by a baby nursing, those mark off the various Mishmaros. So then the Gemara said, great, those mark off the various Mishmaros. What do they mark off? The beginning of the various Mishmaros? Or the end of the various Mishmaros? Can't be the beginning of the various Mishmaros because you don't need a simon for the beginning of the first Mishmar. Can't be the end because you don't need a simon for the end of the last Mishmar. It's just the end of the night. So the Gemara had two possibilities. Either it's to mark off the end of the various Mishmaros and you do need a simon for the end of the night in case you're in a dark room that's not allowing any sunlight through, so you know you can't tell whether it's morning time or not. Or we have that the first one marks off the end of the first Mishmar, second one marks off the middle of the second Mishmar, and the third marks off the beginning of the third Mishmar. Then the Gemara moved on to tell us about how HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Shoei Kari in the middle of the night, and he says that how upset he is that he destroyed the Beis HaMikdash, that in the sins of Klal Yisrael he had to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and that led right into the story where Eliyahu HaNavi was waiting for Rabbi Yossi outside of a churva, as Rabbi Yossi was davening in the churva, and Eliyahu HaNavi challenged Rabbi Yossi after he finished, and he said, why are you davening here? At least you should have davened on the derech, and when you davened on the derech, you should have davened a tefillah katsara. You're not supposed to go into a churva. And then he also, as the conversation continued, he also told him that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries over the churban and the galus three times a day, because Rabbi Yossi heard the Baskol saying it, so Eliyahu HaNavi told him, it happens three times a day, and not only that, every time the Jewish people say, Yehi Shmei Rabba, Yehi Shmei HaGadol Mevarach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cries over the Churban. So that's what gets HaKadosh Baruch Hu to really lament the fact that the Beis HaMikdash is destroyed, and that we're unable to be Mekaleis him with this beautiful praise in his Beis HaMikdash anymore. And then after the two dots on the very bottom of Gimel Amud Aleph, the Gemara identified three reasons that one should avoid going into a churba. Number one, chashad zona, that there's going to be a chashad that you're bringing a zona into there. Number two, sakarnas mapolas, that it's dangerous because it could always cave in on you. And number three, mazikin, there's some sort of spiritual demons that are out there. On Gimel and Beis, we discuss why we need all three reasons. Why isn't it enough to have any one or maybe even two of these reasons? What's the purpose of having all three? So mapolas would only be shaykh if it's old, if it's a chadati, if it's a newer rune, then you wouldn't have to worry about mapolas. Mazikim would only apply if you're alone, and then in maskana l'gemara, if you're with another person, but since the churva is their place, it's the place of the mazikim, might still be dangerous. And chashad is only if you're alone, or you're with prutzim, even if you're with another person, but the people are prutzim. As the Gemara tells us in Kiddushin, that sometimes 10 people get together to pull off a heist, to pull off stealing something, so you see that prutzim don't watch each other from doing averos. So if you're with prutzim, then you have to worry even for chashad. The Gemara then told us about the Braisa where we have Machlokas, Rebbe and Rabbi Nassan, how many Mishmaros there are in the night. Rebbe holds there are four Mishmaros, Rabbi Nassan holds there are three Mishmaros. The Raya for Rabbi Nassan was that the Pasuk refers to a middle Mishmar. There's only a middle Mishmar if there are three Mishmaros. The Raya for Rebbe is that David HaMelech said that he woke up two Mishmaros early, and he said he woke up at Chatzos. So it must be that there are four Mishmaros because he woke up two Mishmaros early. The Gemara then discusses how each one deals with the Raya that the other one brings. Now we move on to say that you're not supposed to say Torah in front of a dead body. It's machlokas if you're allowed to say other things. Is it even Torah you're not allowed to say in front of a dead body? Or only Torah you're not allowed to say in front of a mace? Two different versions of Rabbi Ami Amar Rabbi Yeshua, of Rabbi Abba Amar Rav Kahana, whether it's even Torah or only Torah. Then the Gemara asks the Stira, if David was up before Chatzos, because David HaMelech also says Kadamti B'nash of Yishaveah, that he woke up even at the beginning of the night. So the Gemara gives three answers as to how to deal with the Stira, that on the one hand he says he woke up at Chatzos, and the other hand he says he woke up even earlier. First answer is that he only means that he was already up by Chatzos, but of course he woke up earlier. Second second answer is that he dozed for the first half of the night, but he wasn't in a deep sleep, and then in the second half of the night he was wide awake. And the third answer is that he was learning for the first half of the night. But the second half at Chatzos is when he started doing the Shiros v'Sishpachos. That's what he meant when he said that Chatzos is when he got up. That's when he got up to do Shiros v'Sishpachos. And then at the very end of Gimel and Beis, the Gemara raised the question, how could David possibly know exactly when Chatzos HaLaila is, if even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't know when Chatzos HaLaila was? Moshe Rabbeinu had to say, Ki Chatzos HaLaila. So the Gemara gives three answers. Not all of them are on Gimel, but we'll mention all three of them now. Number one, David had a sort of an alarm clock. He had a harp hanging over his bed, and exactly at Chatzos, the wind would blow the harp, and it would wake him up exactly at Chatzos. Number two, Moshe Rabbeinu knew exactly when Chatzos was. When he says Ki Chatzos, he doesn't mean that he has to estimate Chatzos. He means to say this time tomorrow, Ki Chatzos tomorrow at this very same time. That's the Ki. When it's like it is now, tomorrow. And the third possibility is Moshe knew very well when Chatzos was, but he thought the Itztagnine Paro wouldn't know. And they were going to make a mistake, and they were going to start questioning, oh, you see, Moshe Rabbeinu was wrong, it was off, it wasn't exactly a Chatzos HaLaila. So that's why he used the term Kichatzos instead of saying Bichatzos, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, obviously, I told him that it would be exactly at Chatzos HaLaila. Okay, that is Brachos Daf Gimel.